You weren't good, but then you had to behave. You stuck around when there was something to save. But then again, how could you even pray? You sat alone in the dark like the moon. You glowed a while and then you went out so soon. I don't believe you had nothing more to say. Born away. Watch the people by your window go past, like a fish behind aquarium glass. And like a fish, you just swam away. Born away. Born away. On a wave. Something that the moon never showed, a small division like a fork in the road, and no one noticed when you went the other way. Born away, born away, on a wave. So many places for the watery graves of anybody who has lost his way. Born away, born away, on a wave.
Listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Pete Pastore. We're on the air now as Listening Lyrics. And you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. We're going to have a special guest here with us today, and he's got a lot of music lined up to play for us. Brendan Tull is the name, and Brendan, welcome.
Hi, thanks, Peter.
All righty, welcome, welcome. So I'm going to ask you to point your mic right at your mouth and up close, okay?
All
righty. So we opened up with Born Away, Jesse Harris. That album, I would guess, is about 10 or 15 years old, but I do know Jesse's just come out with a new one. Did you know that? No, you didn't.
No.
Okay, so Jesse, tell me, how did you get involved in music? Not Jesse.
Brendan,
yeah.
Well, I broke my leg when I was 16. I didn't have anything to do, and there was a guitar lying around the house. And yeah, I just like music. You know, you feel happy and you want to sing or you want to play music, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has their ways of, like, everyone has their ways of art. Some people are more visual, and some people are poets, and some people.
So Jesse and I... Oh, you were going to say? Oh, excuse me, I keep saying Jesse. Yeah.
So just move over.
No. Just leave it the way it is. I'll adjust it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. You're going to have to slap me every time I say Jesse, because now that's in my head. Brendan and I met for the first time, I'd say 3 years ago, when he played at Armadillo Music here in Davis, many years ago, and I was impressed, and I asked him to come on the show. It took quite a while, but a year later or so, and Then the Thursday before the Friday, you were going to come on the show. I had to call you and tell you it's over. You're disinvited. COVID started, and the studio shut down. So now here you are, my fourth guest back after a two-year hiatus. So I apologize for that. Okay. So you were talking about poetry in your lyrics. Expand on that.
Oh, well, I was more saying this that... can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just saying that there's all different... You know, everyone has a way of expressing art.
Right.
Or we all have our different ways. Poetry is
right.
one of those.
Right.
For me, that's sometimes. A lot of these songs... You know, I wrote all these songs since I saw you 3 weeks ago.
Oh, so these are all brand new.
Yeah, you haven't heard any of them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
But a lot of these kind of wrote themselves. I used to think about music a lot. These are all kind of like written the way you fall asleep. Like you have to like not think too hard and then it happens.
Okay. I know exactly what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. Okay, let's just back up a little bit. Who are some of your people that are in your listening iPhone or whatever you have that you listen to?
Oh, lots of folks. I actually wanted to talk a little bit about that. There's a pair who sang, I think, in the 70s called Hedge and Donna that I really love. They sing together.
Yeah.
And... they're the kind of music that just makes you want to sing, makes you feel good. But unfortunately, they weren't popular enough that when CDs were made or anything, they don't have anything on streaming services or anything.
Right. Wow.
But a couple years ago, if you went on their Facebook page, you could download all their music.
Oh,
they had records.
Okay.
I also really like Kate Bush.
Okay.
A lot. And Rahsaan Roland Kirk. He's a jazz guy.
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen.
Oh, that's on my bucket list, to go to Montreal in the winter and pour a glass of wine over his grave and see the red on the white snow over his grave. That's on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And if you're in Montreal, you can join me whenever I do this.
Sure.
Well, let's just start off with you playing a song and people get an idea for exactly what you're doing. First of all, what's the name of this song and what's it about?
Well, I didn't have time to name any of the songs.
Song number one.
It's just the first song.
Okay.
All right. You can hear the guitar?
I can hear it.
Okay, great.
Probably what I'll do is when you start, I'll move your mic. So you just start going and I'll do the work.
Thanks.
I just got to go so far from where you are, that's where I am. 'Cause now I'm just not here, I'm nowhere near, I'm nowhere far. Filling up the grass, that's where I pass. Somewhere I'm there, and I'm struck down here in a field I couldn't yield to what I am. These moments break like glass, you can't go back, it doesn't last. Breaths that I'll never take again, how many left are mine to spend? Say goodbye to you today, as you think of me. Know I love you, that always stays. That's it.
Wow. I really like that. I really like that. And you just came up with that this week. Or last week, maybe, or in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. The songs kind of wrote themselves. I kind of sat down with a guitar and said, well, I have to come up with something for the show. And little things that I liked, and then made up words for them.
Wow. Do you write the music around the lyrics or the other way around?
I used to write the lyrics first, but I try not to think too much these days. Okay. So these are mostly music first.
Okay. So, now you see, you've raised a question for me. Why don't you like to think these days?
No, it's not that I don't like to think. It's just sometimes thinking gets in the way of living, and I'm trying to have a good time. But, also, while we're here, I wanted to thank, there's some people who are probably listening. I want to say hi.
Alrighty.
I think Dan and Frankie might be listening, and even Dan's mom, he told me that he told you about the show. And also Alejandra, and Maggie's probably going to be listening later, and I just wanted to say hi to them. And my mom and dad, too, probably might be listening later.
Where are they?
Oh, they're actually in North Davis.
Oh, so far away from here, North Davis. Are you a Davis kid?
Yeah.
Born and raised?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. I think another time that I saw you pre-COVID was, weren't you working at the Kava bar at one time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does Kava make my lips numb? Is that a normal thing?
I think it's normal, yeah. I'm not sure.
You know what Kava does for me? I have a slight tremor, right? It's not so bad right now, but I have a slight tremor. When I have a glass of Kava, it goes away.
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways, you're going to play another one for us.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, perfect.
It's all set up, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Just go.
Let's see.
Of the moon on the shadows in my bed, and I'd walk you to starry nights just to catch I'm more than I see. Let's pick up seashells on the sand and paint in oil and paint in feathers, throw the coins between our hands, dust is clinging to my fingers. Let's drink red wine the whole night. Let our faces melt out of sight to the walls behind us. That's the way that I'll go. The curtains open and close, and there's no one behind us. And I just can't erase the times. So many moments still hang on, the lives we made, then tear away. The bedroom folds into a picture, and let's drink red wine the whole night. Let our faces melt out of sight to the walls behind us. That's the way that I'll go. Curtains open, there's no one behind us. And I can't sleepwalk through this place. I'll write you poems in the cafe, now trapped in the window's glare. And I wonder, are you here? And let's drink red wine the whole night. Let our faces melt out of sight to the walls behind us. that's the way that I'll go. These curtains open and close, and there's no one behind us. 9999999999999.
You mentioned a wine bar, but not the kava bar in that song. So I'm a little disappointed.
No, well, I don't work at the kava bar anymore.
Oh, okay. So tell me, what is the gist of that song? What is the feeling? Before I ask that question, I'm going to ask you, what is the feeling that you're trying to get across? Is both those songs, before you answer that, both those songs, to me, it just oozes with that you're one of these guys that's full of love and compassion and encompassing all. It just comes across that way. So, you know, tell me if that's true or not. I have no idea who you are in real life, but, you know, that's what comes through to me, including your music, very laid back, very soft. As you, would you call this, what did you call Jesse Harris's music? Bedtime music or something?
Oh, Jesse Harris was midnight music.
Midnight music, yeah.
Well, this song I did write later. But like I said, the words kind of roll out, and some of them don't make sense. Some of them are taken from specific moments. Throw the coins between our hands. I was spending a special evening with someone once, and we threw the I Ching together. That's where that came from.
Okay.
But it's really, it's not very literal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you one of these people that writes, do you have a little book with you that keeps writing stuff down as it comes in your head?
Sometimes, yeah. Write it on my arm if I need to, or whatever.
I was reading a book last night, and I said to myself, I need to make a list of sometimes writers say things that you know are true, but they compact it in a very short sentence. And here's an example of that. This writer, she was talking about a lady, a fictional lady in the book, and she says, that lady knows the price of everything, but the value of nothing. You know?
Yeah.
That has two completely different meanings, but wow. Okay, you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastore. You know, we're on the air every Friday. You can also listen to this show on kdrt.org. And after the show, it's available on kdrt.org or your favorite podcast, Listening Lyrics. This show will pop up probably about an hour or so after we go off the air. So, If you know someone that needs to hear this, you know how to find it, right?
Great.
Okay. And you told me you haven't booked any places to perform here in the near future. You're sort of starting to get back into it now?
Yeah, well, I've never performed that many places.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, I just write the songs because I write them, you know. I think that in terms of, like, art or, what, if you think about what makes anything beautiful, you know,
right,
like a song or a person or a painting, it's something that's, it's not logical at all. If it was logical, then it would be mathematical.
Right.
But it's beautiful instead.
Right.
And so I just write the music. And performing is something that is fun, but takes a lot more setup than that. So maybe I'll play a little bit. We'll see. I wrote all these songs to play on your show, so maybe I'll do something with them.
Yeah. Well, you've got some talent. You need to share it. You need to share it, buddy.
Thank you.
Well, let's listen to another one. Just so we know, we're about a third of the way through the show already.
Okay, great.
Amazing. It's going fast.
Yeah. Well, here's a good one. It's kind of like a hypnotic song.
Okay.
hele lele da ni di da ay 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 wake me up from the stream. Wake me up from this dream. And I'll light a candle for you, and then we'll go dancing in moonlight. And then dip wax in the spoon, and it's ruined by the act that's inside. Some wax on the pages, the stage, and the view that you've got. While it's new, it's so small. La, 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 la. And there's still blood in your veins, and there's stains from the mud and the pains that you took for them.
Well, I butchered some parts.
You made your own echo chamber in there. It sounded very good in my ears, anyway. I don't know how it sounded over the radio, but it sounded very good in my ears.
Turn up my headphones a little bit.
Your headphones can certainly be turned up.
No, thank you.
How's that? Great. Better. Okay. Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, we're almost halfway through the show now, so we're gonna now switch to. Are you ready to? In a few moments, do ever-present past?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So every week, for those who are tuning in for the first time in a long time, about a month or 2 months ago, my granddaughter gave me a late Christmas present, and it was Oakley gave me a book of lyrics. It's a two-book volume of lyrics of Paul McCartney's, and then there are pictures and stories why he wrote them, and so on and so forth. So, and some pictures of the original writings. So, all of a sudden, I've invited Brendan Tull here, and I say, pick any song you want. You can play any song you want. And he picked one called Ever Present Past from his Memory Almost Full album. And would you believe it, that one wasn't in the book. So I had to do a little research on it. And the details behind this is Paul McCartney says, sometimes I just sit down and try to write a pop song I've done throughout my whole life, and it's an interesting thing to do, to make something kind of catchy that might be attractive. It starts off, I've got too much on my plate. That's the first lyrics I wrote down. And then I started following that. What did I mean by that? Explain yourself. So I think, you know, we go on, and then all of a sudden that the lyrics Ever Present Past came to mind. No deep meaning, he said. He kind of enjoys writing something that might have a deep meaning. He didn't think about it, but then he's just amazed what people might think about right? And you hear that a lot in songs. So, he finished writing it. The whole album has reference by Paul to his Beatles past. The line, "The things I think I did," was him not being sure if his memories of those days are authentic or just parts of the Beatle legend. In other words, he's wondering if he bought into the myth too. The original track that Paul sang, he played every instrument. Okay, so why, Brendan, did you pick this song out of the hundreds that he's written?
I'm not sure.
Well, how did you even find it?
I went on YouTube and I looked up Paul McCartney, and I wanted to play something that I hadn't heard before. I have a friend, Joe Robson, who's a big fan of Paul McCartney, and I texted him and I said, "Hey, do you have any songs that you think would be good for me to play on the radio?" And he sent me some, but I found this one besides that. And, I didn't think about it too much either. If it had deep meaning, you know. It just felt like a song that I could play.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have you play it. And right after you play it, I'm going to play a little bit of Paul McCartney's version. But I'm really looking forward to how you're interpreting this song.
Sure. It's Here a little bit go. Different.
That's even better. Go.
All right. Let's see.
Too much on my plate, don't have time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late, looking for the things that have gone too fast. The times that I thought would last, my ever-present past. Too much on my mind, think of things to be discovered. Hope there's something to find, looking for times that have gone so fast. Times that I thought would last, my ever-present past. Things I think I did, the things I think I did, when I was a kid. Couldn't understand a word they were saying, still I hung around and took it all in. Wouldn't join these games they're playing, went by in a flash, it flew by in a flash. Too much on my plate, don't have time to be a decent lover. Hope it isn't too late, looking for times that have gone too fast. Times that I thought would last, ever-present past. The things that I think I did, things I think I did, things I think I did when I was a kid.
Too much on my plate, don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it isn't too late, searching for the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last, my ever-present past. I've got too much on my mind, I think of everything to be discovered. I hope there's something to find, searching through the time that has gone so fast. The time that I thought would last, my ever-present past. The things I think I did,
I couldn't understand a word that they were saying, but still I hung around and took it all in. I wouldn't join in with the games that they were playing. It went by, it went by in a flash. It flew by, it flew by in a flash. Far too much on my plate. Don't have no time to be a decent lover. I hope it's never too late. Searching for the time that has come so fast. The time that I thought would last. My ever-present past. The things I think I did. I think I did. I think I did when I was a kid. But the things I think I did. The things I think I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid.
And that was Paul McCartney doing his version of a song from the album Memory Almost Full, Ever Present Past. Brendan, I'm going to call you Dude because, dude, you hit a home run with that. If I wasn't a manager, I'd want to sign you up. You need to record that song.
But what about the ones I wrote?
No. I'm talking about the way you interpreted it.
Yeah, well, thank
wow.
you.
Wow, so you're thinking about it. Okay. You changed how the feel of it. You didn't make it a pop song. You did something else. You made it a very song. And that's the beauty in how you do it. Not only write your own music, but you take someone else's song, which is purely pop, and you start singing it, and all of a sudden you're thinking about your own past.
Yeah. Well, his song's in two, which is very.
Yeah.
And I tend to feel in three. Three is much more dancey and slow and.
Okay.
Yeah.
In threes, and his was in what?
Two.
Two.
You know.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like do 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 do.
Okay.
Dancing along. I have a song that's in five. I could play that next.
Whoa, that I'd like to hear. So that, I mean, that's that boom 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 boom.
Well, you'll hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
And this song I actually only wrote 2 days ago. I kind of, it again came from a guitar part, but it's kind of like it's a funny song because it's not, a lot of songs are, they just kind of like come out of how I'm feeling.
Right.
This song actually I think is more kind of like thinking about, like the space between, two young people and what they're thinking.
Okay.
It's a different type of song.
Okay, go for it.
All right. Let's see. Let's take off our clothes just to feel a little closer, just 'cause we're alive. 'Cause we can, because we want to. Let's be animals for a night, go wild and crazy. And that's how I could know you, and that's how you could know me. To find something new, to find something deeper. Let's leave ourselves behind. Let's leave behind all our worries, and then I'll close my eyes. Look into your eyes, then it all comes so simple. There's nothing here to hide, and I know that you're sincere now, and I'm just here with you. Won't you kiss me
if you want to. And that's how you could know me. And that's how I could know you. To find something new. To find something deeper. Let's leave ourselves behind. Let's leave behind all our worries. And then so beautiful, and I'd like to know you better. If you think that I'm beautiful, we can share some time together. Let's not waste this night, or this night that we belong to. That's how you could know me, and that's how I could know you. To find something new. Find something deeper. Let's leave ourselves behind. Let's leave behind all our worries. And then I'll close my eyes. And then I'll close my eyes.
That was good in five. I have a hard time hearing five in that. And so you're going to help me here. What am I listening for? So show me a two and then show me a five.
One, two. And this is like the last song.
2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2.
It's like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. That's it.
Oh.
There's not very many songs in five, but five is my favorite number.
Interesting. Do that again. 1, 2.
One, I think it's two. The most relaxing.
Yeah.
It's so nice.
It is nice. Okay, we got to keep moving on here. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. I'm sitting here with Brendan Tull, a Davisite, I guess that's how we call each other's, right? Davisites. He plays music around town. Is that... Music for you, is that your life goal?
No, definitely not. I don't ever want to try to... I guess what you mean by goal.
So goal is to create music, but to make a living out of this.
No.
Okay.
I think goals are things that need to be thought about a lot.
Right.
I just... try to be happy.
What is your perfect job besides music? You were like 6 years old, you'd say, I want to be a fireman, right? Or a policeman. I don't know. That's what 6-year old kids do. But how about you now at your age? Still relatively young.
Yeah, I'm trying very hard not to find myself in a position where I have a job that I have to go to Monday through Friday and dislike. I'd like to live on a farm.
Okay.
Which I've done before. Life is exciting. You never know what's going to happen, and I'm just having fun with what I'm doing right now and not thinking too much.
Life on the farm. Okay. Would you want to live on the farm without internet?
Yeah, internet's not very important to me.
Okay, so there. Yeah, okay, so we're narrowing it down here. You would have been perfect in the 60s.
Yeah, they had a good time back then, for
they
sure.
They did.
But there's lots of people who are having a good time now.
Okay. All righty, let's listen to another song.
All right. Let's see. I had an idea, and then I...
And then I screwed it up by asking stupid questions, huh?
Let's see. This will be a good one. This works for you.
Okay.
Because you're asking what I want to do.
Yeah.
You should listen to this one.
I'm going to listen. Alrighty, I'm listening. Ooh.
Rain rips through the sky. Raindrops all fall, shatter like glass on the ground. Time tears these passing moments straight from the palms of our hands, and I'll never see you this way again. And I don't know what I'm doing here. It's beautiful, but I don't know where I am. But I don't know where I am. Feels just like a dream. Stars cut through the night. We all live our separate lives. Now that's what time will let me do, and I'll never see you this way again. And I don't know what I'm doing here. It's beautiful, but I don't know where I am. And I don't know what I'm doing here. It's beautiful, but I don't know where I am. Feels just like a dream.
Life is but a dream. That's the motto there. And enjoy yourself with whatever you do, right?
I try.
And most people can't do that.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. Most people can't do that.
Have a good time?
No, make life a good time. All of a sudden they're working, they're buying a house that's bigger than they need, they're buying cars, and now they have to keep working, and they're not happy doing it. And you know what I'm saying is, you're sort of pushing away from that.
Well, I hope that everybody's doing what makes them happy. I mean, that's what I... some songs, it's like, well, I hope that someone's like driving in their car and then they hear something.
Right.
And it kind of makes everything, makes everything more beautiful in that moment. Like they, all of a sudden they look up and see the clouds. I mean, I think clouds are, clouds are like the things in dreams that don't make any sense. They remind you you're in a dream, but we've accepted.
Right.
I think they're magical. They just float. What are they hanging on?
They do, and you're in luck this week because we've had a lot of clouds. Normally, we don't have clouds.
Yeah.
Right?
No, but I hope everybody's having a good time. Play another song?
Yep.
All right. Let's see here.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this. I was going to play Donovan, but I'm going to skip that part.
Okay.
As long as your voice holds out, we'll keep going.
It will.
You walk behind where I don't go, and I just don't see where I've been, where I hide. You left me there, I was just so close, and I was just a wreck that you used to hang your clothes. Don't call me here where I can't go. That's just where I've been when I was so far away. And I don't wanna miss a moment. I don't wanna miss you here. And I don't wanna miss a moment. Don't wanna miss you just can't find you anymore. Where I used to go and used to hide. Don't give me names, don't give me lines. Everybody that you named, that's just who I left behind. Bed sheets, that's where I belonged, that's where you could always know me. And I don't wanna waste a moment, I don't wanna miss you here, and I don't wanna miss a moment, I wanna miss you here. And I've tried take all selfish deeds away. It all just fades away, just like time, just like this face. I'm just playing pieces.
Nice. Yeah, I'm enjoying this. What was your favorite subject in, let's say, high school?
P.E.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite sport?
Oh, no, I just didn't want to be in the classroom.
Oh, okay. There's an answer. English? I mean, your vocabulary is very good. Your writing is very good. You must have learned something in English class.
Well, I appreciate all my teachers very much, but I think that for me, a lot of times, the best way to make a really good book.
Right.
Very unenjoyable is to read it in an English class.
Forced to.
Yeah,
you have a favorite,
I do enjoy
you have
reading.
A favorite author?
I really like Leonard Cohen, his poetry and his novels.
Right.
Most people don't know about his novels.
No.
But they're very beautiful books. I really like Dostoevsky.
Okay. I had a lady on the show 3 or 4 or 5 years ago that wrote the official biography of Leonard Cohen and lived with him, but was with him for, I guess, a little less than a year to put it all into words, his life story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. And if you're interested, I'll loan you the book. You can read it.
Sure, thanks. That sounds nice.
Okay, we're slowly running out of time. I do want to remind people, not remind people so much as to say that yesterday we had a great event here in Davis, the Soups On event at Memorial, or Veterans Memorial. Many people showed up to enjoy the soup, and they had a band there, and a lot of money was raised for a good cause, and that good cause happens to be this year, KDRT. So we're happy campers. So thank you all for contributing. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California, and we're talking with Brendan Tall. And tell me, what kind of name is that? Is that English, or what's the origin of that? Do you know?
No idea. I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know either. Tall. It sounds very English, I think, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
All righty. You're going to play another one for us here.
If I'm really quick, do you think we can get two?
Yes, we can get two in. We've got 8 minutes.
Overflow, I'll be seeing you down the road, and I'll say goodbye with tears in my eyes. It's not a shame we've come to cry. So don't take me back from where I'm gone. I know if you let me, I'd just keep hanging on. And I love you, all my friends, though I'll leave in the end. Hope that I see you again. And you know that I drive those 500 miles. If it wouldn't hurt to see you tonight, so don't take me back from where I'm gone. I know if you let me, I'd just keep hanging on. And I can't remember too much. It hurts too hard. These moments hang on, but I know so far.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you to squeeze in one more before we fade out with something. First of all, before you do that, I want to thank you, Brendan Tall, for joining Listening Lyrics on KDRT for a whole hour, playing your music, sharing your thoughts, your passion, your feelings. Not too many people do that, you know, except artists. Artists do that. But most people that walk around on the street don't tell people exactly what they're thinking, right? But you're doing it through your music, and it's very, very nice. So thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else to say before we wrap this up?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, then thank you again. And what song are you playing going out with?
This song is the only old song, okay, still since I've played for you, but it's called I'll Be Left Behind. I think it's the best song I ever wrote. It was after a friend of mine died.
Okay.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a little bit sad, but a little pretty. And light. It's not all a sad song.
Okay. Thanks again.
Thanks.
Everything leaves a mark, threatens the strings on the puppet's leaden arms, like birds' wings threaten to dissolve to a thousand paper cranes in flights against the sun. Hold nothing if you can. Fish leaves flashing upon the water like a penny slips into the fountain. It happens in such a brittle moment. The beauty is mostly imagined. I testing limits of the voice are the ones like you and the ones like me that are captured here just to burn. Some stay in and some go out. Hold nothing if you can. And I try hard to tell myself I can't find a place to stand. Always knowing I'll be left behind. And still birds exist, like tiny, fragile saints, and even they look upwards in spite of it all, with their puny little hearts that beat so hard. Hold nothing if you can. I try hard to tell myself knowing